Well, there again was head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Coach Kanegi, and you know, now with me, the voice of the West Plains Zizzers, Harlan Hutchison. Of course, you've been following them for years, and you know, just looking at last year, and what are the patrons of Zizzer Nation? What are they? What do you think they're going to see next year? I mean, they lost some great players to graduation.
You're going to see, who knows?
Yeah, right. It's a good answer.
You've got a new head coach, got almost a completely new staff. Who knows? All you can do is look at the players they lost, and they lost some pretty good players. They're going to be next year they're going to be an underclass-dominated football team, because you're going to have the sophomores from this year that'll be juniors next year. You're going to have a pretty good freshman group coming up. So next year is not going to be the year. Next year is going to be kind of a just see what you can do and then build from there, because this is a whole different deal.
Yeah.
With Joel Wyatt going, Brock Kanegi taking over, whole new situation. He'll probably hold on to some of the things that they've done in the past few years, but who knows?
Yeah, it's so hard, you know. There's seamless transitions, and I don't. There's not going to be a huge shakeup, or you know, I mean, all of a sudden, you know, you're going to see a wishbone or whatever. I mean, a lot of things are going to stay the same, but for the Zizzer faithful out there, you know, I mean, you got to replace a heck of a quarterback. You know, one of the better quarterbacks. And the Zizzers have been kind of on a roll with quarterbacks lately, haven't they?
They've done pretty well. The one thing that West Plains has to worry about is numbers. And it's the same thing that a lot of other schools are dealing with. We would play some teams on Friday nights, and some of the bigger schools that you would expect to have, you know, pretty large rosters. And in some cases, take Bolivar, for instance. Bolivar's roster wasn't that much bigger than ours. But, you know, they're able to, you know, put out a pretty good team each year. So West Plains is battling the same stuff that other schools are. Well, just getting more numbers you have, the better.
And Coach Kanegi said that very same thing. You know, I mean, he is very conscious of the fact that, you know, you need to platoon. You need to have, you know, as few two-way players as possible. That's hard to do, though. I mean, you got to have the athletes, you got to have the commitment, but you know, that is a big goal to do that, and of course getting the numbers back up. And that, like you said, I see it as well. I see it in the smaller schools, you know, teams that in 2A, 1A would have 50, 60 players. You see 35.
And the trend is continuing, and there's more and more sports for kids to, you know, participate in if they want to do something, maybe not necessarily football. You know, it wasn't that many years ago you didn't have many options when it came to, you know, competing in different stuff, but that's not the case now. So it just depends. And sometimes you'll get a bounce from one coach to the other with maybe kids that for this reason or that didn't want to play. And maybe with a new coach coming in, give them an opportunity to come back in. So it's a numbers game. There's no doubt about it.
Well, the 2025 Zizzer football schedule is out, and they will start Friday, August 29th at Mountain Home.
Again?
They'll be at Mountain Home.
We were there this year.
Yeah, so I thought maybe they would be, and again, this is early schedule, but week one, Mountain Home, week two, Parkview, three, Hillcrest, week four, Branson, week five, Logan Rogersville, week six, it's Bolivar, week seven, it's Poplar Bluff, week eight, Marshfield, and week nine, Carl Junction. You know, I mean, that's a tough schedule. Branson's going to be pretty salty. Rogersville's going to be pretty salty. Bolivar is always solid. Now, they've got a new coach that's coming in. Poplar Bluff, don't know much about.
They're not very good.
You know, Marshfield, don't know much about.
Not very good.
Carl Junction is a long ways, but they're always pretty good.
They're not that good.
Really?
No, we saw them play last year. They their program's down a little bit. But even with the teams that I just mentioned that are down, you still got to play and you still got to beat them. And that all that depends on kind of where West Plains starts next year. So, again, get more players out, give yourself more depth, give yourself a chance. Because late in ball games, if you're playing eight kids on both sides of the football, by the fourth quarter, you're gassed.
Yep.
And you saw that a lot last year.
Yep.
So, it's numbers, numbers, numbers.
Yeah, Coach Kanege, I mean, he is definitely in tune with that. And that is something that he, you know, talked about. Numbers, just what you said, you know. I asked him, not during the interview, but I asked him about, you know, are there some good-looking kids, you know, athletes walking the halls that's not playing football? He laughed and said, many.
And that's fine. But if they don't want to play, don't come out. You got to want to play.
Yeah.
These people that are, you know, got a toe in the water and think, well, I think I'll go out there and try it. No, you're wasting everyone's time. If you want to be a football player, be a football player. Come on out and play. If you do it, you ought to be doing it because you like to play, not because someone asked you to, not for your uncle or somebody saying you need to play. No, play football, but play football for the right reason. Play because you want to play football.
There's so many other things to do now.
Oh, there are, but if your heart isn't in it, don't play.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think some kids...
What do you mean you don't know? Because if you don't want to play, why are you playing?
Well, I think that there's other ways around it. You know, there's basketball players that don't play football that could really help. And, you
they
know,
should. Every athlete should play everything.
Well, that's my opinion. That's kind of what I was fixing to say. I mean, that's...
If you're an athlete and you want to play sports.
Yeah, play it all.
There's something in season, you know, throughout the course of the year.
Yeah, you can help. And then in turn... These kids that aren't playing basketball, that plays football, baseball, whatever, that could really help your passion, your love, you know, maybe now you got a little leverage. Hey, brother, you know, I went out there and poured it all out on the football field. Come help us on the court. You know, come help us on the diamond. You know, it's so people want to focus on one sport. A lot of kids want to focus on one sport, but I'm with you 100%. Play them all, man, because you got 4 years of it, and it's gone. It's done. It's over.
It's over.
You know.
And for about 99.5% of the kids that play high school sports, they ain't playing the next level. This is it.
This is it. And it's a lot of fun, and the memories and the camaraderie and what it builds is just a spectacular thing. But, you know, here's the thing. Football season will be here before we know it, and, you know, Mountain Home – opening up, boy, I tell you, Bombers.
That should be a home game for us this year.
Yes, we've got at Parkview. Well, actually, maybe it is a home game because Mountain Home, Arkansas. And then
we went down there last year. Yeah, we're not going
at
back.
At Parkview.
This year.
host Hillcrest, host Branson, at Logan Rogersville, at Bolivar. Yay, get to drive all the way to Bolivar. Host Poplar Bluff, host Marshfield. And get to drive all the way to Carl Junction.
Carl Junction and Bolivar will be about the same sort of trip. It's further to Carl Junction, but those are the only two really bad trips of the year, so that ain't too bad.
Yeah. All right, there you go. Well, good luck to Coach Kanege and his new staff, and there's still some pieces to be added. But, man, it's going to be here before you know it. And, of course, you can catch all the Zizzers on Hot Country KDY 102.5 and live video streamed at OzarkRadioNews.com.